From the main face bundle, we have hip extension. So this part of the main face begins with swimming, but it's a swimming prep. So we're lying face down, forehead resting on the hands. And to begin with, you've got three sort of parts to this move. The first part is really just a key into actually what hip extension is. So the legs are together, lengthened away, and then keeping the foot down, you're just going to lift the knee. And what that does is it draws the thigh bone back and gives you that hip extension. So you're not actually lifting the leg up. The foot stays down and you just lift the knee. So you almost straighten the leg and lift the knee. And that helps to teach the hip extension. Obviously do that both sides. And then we advance that into lifting the knee and then letting the whole leg lift. So into single leg lifts. Once you've done that, you then come lift both legs up. So both knees come up, then both legs lift, and then we go into flutter kicks like you're doing front crawl. From there, sit back into rest position and then take it into a side cat, what I call your side cat. So you come up onto all fours and you take one leg out to the side. And then you do your cat stretch here, but you really then are focusing on the extra stretch you find in the hip of the extended leg. Obviously do that the other side, and then we come into your side kicks. So lying down onto your side, one long line, and then bring the bottom leg forward, so that's sort of like 45 degree angle with the foot flex, so you've got a really nice base of support. Then we're going to kick the top leg forwards and back. Keep thinking though that as the leg goes forwards, you're almost trying to keep the tailbone pointing towards the wall, so you're not letting the tailbone tuck as you do this. And then as it sweeps back, you've got that again length through the tailbone to really encourage the hip extension. Watch that the foot doesn't spin up. We want to keep the foot parallel, because otherwise that's just sitting into the side of the hip. And obviously keep the rib cage quiet as they do this. Then we come into circles and emphasize the circle going behind you rather than in front, both directions, and then do a lift and lower. And depending on how much hip extension you can get, try and do the lift and lower with the hips slightly extended. But always remember, there's only about 12 degrees of hip extension before you begin to pull the pelvis with you. So make sure you work within the range of the client. Then, obviously, do both sides. Then we come into side bend. And for this, what I want is the knees slightly bent, but you are going to try and emphasize length through the legs. And you know you're in the right position, because as they side bend over, they can hopefully keep the hips extended. So I want you to watch that you're not letting them sit back into hip flexion. Really focus on keeping the hips open as you do this. Then from there, we come into side kick kneeling prep. Now this is where we're gonna kneel up. The hands are gonna go behind the head. So I want you to really focus on pressing the back of the head into the hands to keep the alignment, and focus on opening out through the front of the hip. Take one leg out to the side again, and it may need to come slightly forwards if they tend to lose their hip extension. So find the position where you can keep that real openness at the front of the hips. And then what we're going to do is we're going to let ourselves side bend side to side, and also allow spinal rotation. So it's not necessarily the kicking part that we're thinking of, it's more the actual alignment through the stabilization side of the hip and upright. Gosh, I nearly lost myself then. Then we're coming into swan dive. So we're gonna line off front with the arms into a W position. And then we're gonna inhale, lift the upper body up. But then what I want you to do is, as you exhale, start lifting one leg up behind you, but you almost resist lowering the spine. So it's almost as you lift the leg, try and keep the spine as high as you can until it needs to lower. And then obviously we do the same, that as the spine starts to lift, the hip extension resists the spinal extension. So you're trying to really work on keeping an arched shape. I would do about 5 on each leg. Then sit back into your rest position. And then we're gonna come into our one leg kick. So lying down, have the forehead resting onto the hands. And then again, you're gonna extend through one hip, lifting the leg, and then go into your one leg kick. So we're gonna kick in one and then switch sides. But really, really slow it down so that you can work into that hip extension. From there, come up into a kneeling lunge. So that's where you bring one hip's extended, but the other foot's in front of you. And you've got the hands resting on the floor. And then go as deep as you can into that sort of lunge position. Then keeping that position, have the upper body angled over the front thigh bone. So you're not coming upright where we feel it in the low back. We're pitched forwards. So we're really focusing and isolating into the hips. And then what I want you to do is keeping the pelvis as low as it is. So you're not going to let the pelvis lift up. You're going to try and lift the back knee. So straightening the back leg. What people want to do is lift the pelvis up as they do that. So they come off the hip extension, but you're going to keep the pelvis completely still and see how much you can straighten the back leg. It possibly won't straighten all the way, but it gives it a really nice deep stretch. And then obviously change sides. Then we go into shoulder bridge, so lying on your back, feet underneath the knees. And then what we're going to do here is we're going to come straight up into hip extension. So we're not going to articulate through the spine. We're not tilting the pelvis at all. Think of the spine being completely flat. And then from under the gluteal fold, you're going to press the hips up and then lower back down. So the tailbone should hit down at the same time as the rib cage. Don't let the rib cage sink first. Almost, if you need to, have a sense that the tailbone lifts to encourage that. Tailbone lowers first, sorry, to encourage back that. Bring yourself up to seated and sweep the arms behind, ready for us to come into leg pull. And again, this is just like your shoulder bridge. It's into that hip extension. So have the knees bent so you can really focus on just almost opening the hips like a book and then folding them. From there, come to kneeling up, and we're going to go into this kneeling back bend that we've done a few times in these programs. And it's where we reach one arm up and over and you grasp the ankle behind you and press the hips forwards and extend the spine. And then with control, you lift back to kneeling up and reach over to the other side.